Hello, Saints. So I just wanted to do a study today on God's strength and man's weaknesses. So 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So we oftentimes see man being puffed up because of strength, placing their trust in their own flesh, the world, their associations, etc., to uphold them in the day of calamity or trouble. They develop objects of worship with their hands that will guide them, like GPS, that will convict them, like philosophy, that will give them peace, like meditation, or perhaps lead them to half-truths, like AI. All in a fleshly attempt to mimic the strength of God and His Holy Spirit. Isaiah 2 verse 8, Their land also is full of idols, they worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. Psalm 52 verse 7, Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. God will not let man stand on his own strength, though, for very long. Just as a flower of the grass springs up and withers away, the life of man is as a vapor, and his strength, though puffed up in his own inventions, will not be able to retain his spirit in the day of his death. Isaiah 40:7-8, The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. James 4:14, Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 8, There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Conversely, if a man is willing to forego the vanity and pride of his own strength in pursuit of God, which saves by his great power, his might will never fail, because his strength shall be founded upon a rock. Luke 6:47-48, Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Psalm 18 verse 2, The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. The Lord will uphold all of those that put their trust in Him. His faithfulness is great. His word endures forever, and His hand will catch those who fall. Psalm 37:23-24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with His hand. Isaiah 26:4-5. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Therefore, when we are weak, when we suffer need or are afflicted in this life, God's power is shown clearly in that which we lack. If we patiently wait upon Him and trust in Him, He will deliver us when man's vain strength cannot. Psalm 91:14-16, Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs 40:1-2, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Psalm 27:14, Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So in conclusion, Isaiah 35, 3-4, strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you.